Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
David was a man who was much beset by many troubles in his life. He spent many days being hunted like a dog by Saul, who meant to kill him, even though David was the most loyal of subjects and designed no ill to Saul. Saul hated him simply because David was favored of the Lord. David was also beset by many other problems, most of which were brought on, humanly speaking, by his own doing, such as his dalliance with Bathsheba, his lack of parental supervision and being a good example to his children, as well as his outright disobedience to the Lord as when he numbered the people. Thus he knew what it was to be exercised by the consequences of his sin. But more importantly, he knew what it was to be under the chastening hand of the Lord, who ordered his every step and purpose to bring him through these trials, as well as deliver him out of all his troubles to magnify the glory of his grace. Just as Job's friends constantly laid the cause of his problems at his own feet, so too does the sinful flesh of the born-again child of God seek to turn him away from resting in the hand of him who forms the light and creates the darkness. The moralists of the world always fail to see the hand of God in all things, preferring to give homage to their own free will and believing that both the blessings and the trials of this life are its result. David knew his sin was his own, yet he also knew that to be found in the hand of the Lord, regardless of the trial, was yet a mercy. Religious men fall into two main categories: those whose chief desire is to sail upon calm seas that are soothed over with the platitudes of their religious prophets of peace. And then there are those who believe that their own sound doctrine and an adherence thereto precludes a troubled mind and heart. The sons of God are ordained unto various trials, troubles, and problems, which serve the main purpose of driving them to their knees to call upon the Lord for deliverance. They see their sin ever before them, sometimes more clearly than at others, yet never presuming themselves to be without sin, as John points out in 1 John chapter 1. At the same time as their sin does ever present itself in their eyes with its hideous grin and constant foul breathings of condemnation, the Spirit of God is ever at work to deliver them from total despair by reminding them of the promises of God to preserve them even to the very end. Yet when they can read their title clear from time to time, they even rejoice to consider that all condemnation is taken from them by Him who is their deliverer and champion. But they are ever convinced that this work is of the Lord and not themselves, neither by their faith or their doctrine. The troubles which beset the sons of God are quite real, and the feelings of despair are not imagined. Just as the winds were boisterous and the ship was nigh unto sinking when the Lord lay asleep in the vessel, fear in the face of these difficulties is the very emotion which the Lord uses to remind the sons of God that it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. While the psalmist describes the depths of his own despair, yet he knows that the purpose of it is unto his good, and he finds solace in it. The troubles which beset David are here recorded to remind us of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he was afflicted, stricken, and smitten in our behalf, as he was made sin for us, and bore our sorrows and took our griefs. He was indeed a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Whereas we are called upon to suffer even as he did, we are only temporarily beset by it. Yet he actually entered into the anteroom of hell as he sweat great drops of blood for us in Gethsemane, and then into that cold, dark place where there is no light, when the heavens became dark and he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Not one of the redeemed sons of God has or shall ever enter into such a place, for he has swallowed it up and destroyed its power to condemn. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.